Hi, and thank you for downloading this podcast from Millpool Hill Church, Birmingham. I wonder, what do you want from Jesus? Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to fulfill his ultimate mission, to die in our place on the cross to save us from our sin. Jesus' journey took him through Jericho, and on his way out of Jericho, a huge crowd began to follow him. We'll pick up the account of this in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 45, where it says, "Then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road." Let's just pause the tape. Being blind is really tough. And in Bible days, there were no blind dogs. There were no benefits. There was no national health service to care for you. In fact, if your friends and families didn't help you, you would be literally walking around in darkness and at the mercy of the kindness of strangers. Hopefully, you'll be able to beg some money for your existence. Even today, life can be really tough, not only for those that are blind, but for others that have all sorts of other challenges. Yes, life can be tough for so many people. And so we ought to thank God for our blessings. And in a world and society where we can choose what we want to be, let's choose to be kind to others. Let's go back to the reading. Verse 47. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus. He heard that Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah, the teacher, the miracle worker and healer. Bartimaeus heard. Somebody told him about Jesus. And if you are a Christian today listening to this podcast, can I encourage you to share your faith in Jesus with others? You see, Jesus is good news, and good news is for sharing. There is hope. There is an answer. His name is Jesus. And so please do feel free to share your faith with others. And then in verse 48, the crowd said, "Be quiet." Many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Listen, the crowd were trying to shut him up and put him off calling Jesus over. Don't let anybody stop you reaching out to Jesus. If you start to read the Bible, don't let people put you off reading the Bible, saying it's an old, boring book. If you want to go to church, don't let people put you off going to church. You go and you hear for yourself the message of God's love, and you meet for yourself the Lord Jesus. Don't let anyone hold you back in life from coming to Christ. And then in verse 49, Jesus heard Bartimaeus. He stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." I'm so glad that Jesus hears everyone that calls out to him in faith. That's why the Bible says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Jesus welcomes people to come to him. Verse 50, Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My teacher," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." And instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Wow, Jesus is the healer. He is the one that transforms life. And Jesus welcomes you to come to him right now. Jesus says to you today, "What do you want me to do for you?" Let's just think about those words. What do you want me to do for you? Now, if I asked you that question myself, you need to beware of something. I have my limitations. I could help you with your English, but don't ask me to do your maths homework. I could make a beautiful tasty quiche for you, but don't ask me to bake a cake. I could drive you to the airport, but don't ask me to fly you to Rome. I could sing happy birthday to you, but don't expect me to play it on the piano. You see, like everybody else on the planet, I have my limitations. But Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Now that's a life-changing question, particularly when you consider who is asking the question. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, the miracle worker. Jesus, the Saviour. Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I wonder, what would you ask him? No, not superficial stuff like a bigger car or a bigger house or £1 million to be deposited in your bank account overnight. Now, I'm not talking about superficial things. What would you really ask him for? The things that would really impact your life. When people truly realize who Jesus is, they often ask him for forgiveness. You see, many people ask Jesus for forgiveness. That's because, as the Son of God, he died on the cross for our sin. What is sin, you ask? Well, it's our wrong actions and our bad attitudes. Sin causes us to live apart from God. It's our rejection of him. Sin leaves us feeling empty and guilty, and it comes at a great price. Spiritual death. That's life without God now, and the horror of eternal hell later when we die. Sin starts at birth and it spreads into every part of our life. And sin leaves us utterly helpless. And then Jesus turns up, lives a perfect life in our fallen world. And because he did that, Jesus was qualified to say to his heavenly Father, God Almighty, let me take the punishment for their sins. Jesus freely sacrificed his life to pay the punishment for our sin. And here's the good news. We can all know total forgiveness. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins to him, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. When Jesus healed a paralyzed man that had been lowered through the roof to his feet, it wasn't the words, get up and walk, that were significant, but rather the words, son, your sins are forgiven you. They were the powerful words that impacted that young man's life. The Bible says in Psalm 32, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. And you say, Lord, I want to be forgiven. And Jesus looks at you with love and he says, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And that leads me to the next thing. When Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Many people often ask Jesus for peace. That's because as the Son of God, he is the Prince of Peace. Jesus was prophetically called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It's used often when people greet each other. But it means harmony. It means wholeness and completeness. Not just the absence of noise, but a completeness and a wholeness. Jesus is our shalom. He brings wholeness to our lives that are broken because of sin and the effects of sin in our world. When we've been left shattered by a sudden negative event, we need that shalom peace to help us to come through that situation. Jesus brought peace to the stormy lake, and he can do this for you. Do you remember the story when Jesus was in a boat He was sleeping at the bottom of the boat. His disciples, many of them fishermen, were rowing and sailing over the Lake of Galilee, and suddenly a great storm arose, and the wind and the waves were so great that it looked like the boat was going to be broken up by the waves. It looked like that they were all going to perish. And the disciples came to Jesus and they shook him at the bottom of the boat. "Master, wake up, don't you care, we're going to perish." And Jesus looked at them calmly and he said, "Oh, you of little faith." And then he stood in the boat. He looked at the wind and he looked at the waves and he rebuked them and said, "Peace, be still." And the Son of God did a miracle, because suddenly the lake was like a mill pond in its stillness. What Jesus did in stilling the storm, he can do for you today. He can stop storms in our lives, and he can bring his completeness, his wholeness to us, his shalom. Sometimes the heavy burdens that we carry in our heads cause us so much anxiety. But Jesus says, "Come to me and rest." And there you go. Jesus says yet again, "Come to me." You see, Jesus welcomes people to himself. The Bible says prayer with thanksgiving produces peace. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. God's peace is supernatural. In fact, the peace of God guards our hearts and our minds in Christ. Just like a guard on duty, a sentry standing at a gate, making sure no one who's not authorized to pass can come past. The peace of God will stand in our mind gate and refuse entry to negative thoughts and the condemnation and the insinuations of the devil coming against us. The peace of God guards your heart and mind. You say, "Lord, I want to have peace." And Jesus says, "My peace I give to you. The peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." What do you want me to do for you? Many people ask Jesus for strength. That's because, as the Son of God, he is all powerful. People often say in frustration, "Jesus, give me strength." If only they asked him in faith, because Jesus wants to help us. Jesus does give us strength. He promised us his Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to help us in life. And it's through the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit that we can live out the Christian life full of joy and victory. It's because of the strength of God that we can deny ourselves and pick up our cross daily to follow Jesus. It's because of the strength of the Holy Spirit that we can think of others and not just ourselves, that we can forgive others just as God in Christ has forgiven us. It's through the strength and the power of Jesus' Holy Spirit that we can share our faith, that we can live big, generous lives, learning to bless others. It's through the strength of God that we can keep the faith and stay the course, even in the storms of life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." You say, "Lord, give me strength. That's what I need. I need strength." And Jesus says, "I am able through my mighty power at work within you to accomplish infinitely more than you might ask or think." Many people come to Jesus, and when he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" they say, "Lord, I want a new life." That's because, as the Son of God, he can give us eternal life. Many people say, "If only I could have a new life. If only I could turn back the clock and start again. If only if I could somehow be born again." Jesus specializes in transforming lives. It isn't some TV show makeover with a new hairstyle, plastic surgery, or different wardrobe. No, Jesus literally gives you a brand new life. When you come to Jesus in faith, he causes you to be born again. You don't become a baby and go through the birth canal again. No, what Jesus is talking about is a new spiritual life starting right now when you come to faith in him. You see, through faith in Jesus, you get a definitive and a dynamic new start in life. When you're born again, you get a new life, new joy, new purpose, and a new hope, and a wonderful new relationship and friendship with God Almighty. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 18, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everybody in the world, but Christ, one act of righteousness, his death upon the cross as a perfect sacrifice, brings a right relationship with God and new life for everybody. You say, Lord, give me a new life. And Jesus says, my purpose is to give you a rich, satisfying life. So, when people come in faith to Jesus, they find that he is able to meet their needs, giving them forgiveness, peace, strength, and a brand new life. So what do you want Jesus to do for you? Right now would be a good time for you to choose to receive forgiveness through Jesus' sacrifice upon the cross. Right now would be a good time to choose the eternal life that Jesus promises all those that come to him. Right now would be a great time to follow Jesus and make that decision to live for him. And if your choice today is for Jesus, and if you want him to be in your life, if you want to turn from your wrongdoing and that life that's empty of God, if you really want Christ as your Lord and Saviour, why don't you bow your head right now, wherever you are listening to this message, and why don't you pray this little prayer with me? I'll say this prayer, but make it the prayer of your heart if you would really like Jesus Christ to be in your life as your Lord and Saviour. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I gladly welcome you into my life right now. Forgive me for my sin, my wrong actions and attitudes. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place on the cross. Thank you for the promise of forgiveness and new life, which I now receive from you in faith. Jesus, I truly believe in you, and I ask you to come into my heart. Jesus, I now confess you as my Lord and my Saviour, and I thank you for saving me. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, congratulations. You've literally crossed from death to life. You're going from darkness to light, because that is the radical difference that Jesus makes in the hearts of those that come to him in faith. Yes, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you've become a Christian, a follower of Jesus. You're now a child of God, and you've just taken that first step in a wonderful new relationship with God Almighty, your Father in heaven. Hey, we would love to connect with you if you prayed that prayer. And we would love to pray with you and to encourage you. And if you didn't pray that prayer, but this message has helped you, but you want to ask some questions about Jesus and the new life he offers, well, we would love to connect with you also. So why don't you get in touch with us through the contact page on our website, www.millpoolhill.com. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to pray for you. We would love to encourage you in your Christian life. I trust that this message has helped you. Jesus says to all of us, what do you want me to do for you? I wonder today, what do you want Jesus to do for you? He can do for you what no one else can do. And what he can do for you is far exceeding abundant than we could ever think or ask. He's a great God. He's a loving Saviour and he wants to bless you. But you need to come to him in faith. Do it today. Make that decision to open up your life to Christ. May God bless you, and may he keep you, and may his face shine upon you. Amen.